Father Lombardi told the journalist that following his election in the Sistine Chapel, Pope Francis didn't sit on the special throne chair to receive the oath of obedience and homage from his brother cardinals, but stood instead. When it came to his attire, Francis wore a simple white cassock with no red mozzetta or cape, and also chose to wear his own simple pectoral cross. Father Lombardi also made clear that the new pope should be known as Francis, not Francis I, given that he is the first pope to choose this name, in honour of St. Francis of Assisi. The director of the Holy See's press office also revealed another incident that made clear Pope Francis's desire to avoid pomp when it came to the ride back to the Santa Marta Hotel after his election. He said a special papal limousine with the number plates SCV1 had been prepared for the new pope, but he declined to ride in it back to the hotel, saying he preferred to go back in the bus along with the rest of the cardinals. Later, Father Lombardi said Pope Francis and the other cardinals had a very festive and joyful dinner together. He added that the Holy Father briefly thanked the cardinals during the meal and jokingly said, "May God forgive you for what you have done." Father Lombardi also gave further details of Pope Francis's surprise early morning visit to the Marian Basilica of St. Mary Major, where he prayed at the chapel where the founder of the Jesuit order, St. Ignatius of Loyola, celebrated his first Mass on the night of Christmas. Let's hear now the description of this visit to that basilica from Father Thomas Rosica, who translated into English Father Lombardi's remarks at the briefing.
This morning, the Pope left the Vatican around 8 o'clock to visit St. Mary Major Basilica. He indicated last night that he wanted to visit Madonna. He went to this church, one of the principal basilicas of Rome, and went first of all to the side chapel that houses the beautiful icon Salus Populi Romana. After praying there, kneeling down, he sat down for about 10 minutes. Then he moved into the central part of the church, and under the main altar are the relics, what is believed to be the relics of the manger from Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. He prayed there quietly. In the basilica at the time were the chapter of canons, the confessors, and some of the personnel who work at St. Mary Major Basilica. He then went to the side altar on the right-hand side, where there is a special altar preserved there. And this is the altar where St. Ignatius of Loyola celebrated Mass and Christmas. It's a very special place in Jesuit spirituality and in Jesuit history. Following that moment, he then greeted the people that were in the church itself. He was accompanied to the church by the Cardinal Vicar of Rome and greeted by the Cardinal who is overseeing the Basilica of St. Mary Major.
Father Lombardi also revealed how, following his visit to St. Mary Major, Pope Francis went to the Casa del Clero in Rome's Via della Scrofa, which is a guest house for priests, where he had been staying before the start of the conclave. There he collected his luggage and paid the bill for his room, saying he wanted to give a good example to others. The new pope, Father Lombardi continued, will also be going to the papal apartment in the Apostolic Palace to break the seals, in order that the planned renovations can begin as quickly as possible. In the meantime, the new pope will be staying at the papal apartment in the Santa Marta Hotel. He said Pope Francis had spoken by telephone to Benedict XVI after his election, but there are no immediate plans for the two men to meet in person. I'm Susie Hodges.